You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to CNB's Community Corner. I'm Steve Kuiper, and again, I have the privilege of being the branch manager for the County National Bank in Adrian. And our focus for our program today is community involvement, what it means as a community bank to be involved in the community. I have, to help me out, kind of explain what that means, in our recording studio today, Marcy Brown, our Vice President of Retail Administration. Marcy, I'd like you to take just a moment, introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do here at the bank, and then share with our listeners what it means for a community bank, because that's what we call ourselves, to be involved in the community.
Steve, thank you so much for having me join you on the show today. My role here at County National Bank as a retail branch administrator is to really oversee our 13 offices for County National Bank. And so excited to have our newest branch open here in Tecumseh, Lenawee County, just this past July of 2020. And so my focus is on business development for the bank and excited to be serving in our communities. I've worked in banking for just over 31 years and more than 25 of those years specifically in community banking. So I love your question today about what it means to be involved. And I would say community bank, and especially here at County National Bank, we define that as being an active participant where we're going to deploy both our human and our financial resources. So this means that all of our employees pull together and we look for opportunities to partner with our local nonprofit organizations. And we want to be involved with sharing their mission back in the community. So some great examples of that would be serving dinner. Everyone likes to eat. So anytime we can find food involved in this, it's always a great opportunity. But in particular, we have lots of fundraising events. So Community Learning Connections recently had a fundraising dinner where we were able to participate in Tecumseh. Serving dinner at Share the Warmth in Adrian is always a great opportunity. And then if you really want some good entertainment, come and see us engaging in a competitive game of basketball with our friends at the Hope Center. So those are just a few examples, and I hope those really drive home the message of how a community bank is involved in their community.
Marcy, those examples that you described illustrate kind of the method, the way that CNB does get involved and returns value, like you said, back into the community. Maybe it's a donation to an organization that one of our team members really feels passionate about. Maybe it's our name on a banner somewhere. If you were in Adrian or in Tecumseh around Christmas time, you saw our name, I guarantee it. Maybe, though, it's an event you don't see us up in the front because we're in the back. Maybe we're washing the dishes, or maybe we're out back in the backyard raking somebody's lawn. County National Bank looks to partner with those organizations in our community that share that community dedication, involvement, those organizations that are putting value back into the community, such as the Croswell Opera House. Marcy, you're not our only special guest today. We also have Kyrie Christ here from the Croswell Opera House. Kyrie, can you just kind of share again who you are for folks who may not know too much about the Croswell? Share with us a bit about what your organization does, what opportunities, and then, you know what, since we're talking about community involvement, what are some ways that our community can get behind you and support the Opera House?
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve. It's so great to be here with you too and celebrating community and impact and things that happen here. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we are so thankful at the Croswell to be partners with County National Bank. You're our primary bank, and we feel such a close connection with you. When you come to see a show or you're at one of our events, it's just, we know you're in the house, and we're thankful for that. All the support you've given through the challenging times with the pandemic and not knowing what's going to happen, it's just been amazing. You're like family to us, so thank you. So the Croswell, Michigan's oldest theater, 156 almost years. It's right in downtown Adrian, and we produce a Broadway season as well as special events. But really, it's an entirely volunteer-run organization outside of the staff that we have that works on programming and such. So it takes a lot of people to make the magic happen there. Our volunteers Our musicians, our actors are all volunteers, so auditions are coming up for that. People are welcome to come and join. Some ways that people can get involved at the Croswell, of course, coming to see a show and supporting the performances that our local performers and musicians are a part of, but also volunteering. It takes a lot of folks on those show nights and those show weekends to, you know, greeting our friends that are coming to support and making sure that they have a great experience, because that's just something that we really hold dear to our hearts there. So coming up at the Croswell, we have Les Mis, which is our all area high school show, which we still have another weekend of that people can catch. Our students from the county as well as Toledo area, they all come together and they put together a fabulous production on the Croswell stage. So that's happening. And then we have some fun concerts, Classic Whitney Alive, which is a Toledo native, Kevin Smith Kirkwood, who will come up and do an entire concert, all Whitney classics, Whitney Houston music, so much fun. So that's happening. And then we also have our Broadway season that's kicking off in May with Company and some really well-known shows like Footloose, Little Shop of Horrors, Anything Goes, Kinky Boots, Peter and the Star Catcher, and Miracle on 34th Street. So after not doing anything and not being able to have our doors open for such a long time, what the Croswell is known for, bringing people together, we're so thrilled and thankful that we're able to do that this year and push forward. And it's going to be an epic summer. And we're just excited about all those memories and people being involved and being a part of that. So for more information on all those events, as well as volunteering and auditioning, you can head over to croswell.org, and we've got all that information for you there.
Carrie, thanks for sharing all those kind words, especially with our partnership. We consider it a privilege as well, and we are family. So being a part of a community, certainly if you can come together as family and treat each other as brothers and sisters, it's a really good thing. So thanks. And, you know, we hope to see everybody in the community at these upcoming events for the Croswell. They're going to be spectacular. Everyone's excited to perform those. So hope to see everyone soon. Thank you.
Kyrie, let me echo as well Marcy's words. What you do brings so much value back to the community. And we thank you. We're not just happy for our partnership, but we're thankful for your presence here as part of our community. Marcy, Kyrie, I wanted to thank both of you for being here today. Thank you so much for being our guests on the show.
Thank you.
That wraps up today's CNB Community Corner. Listen in a couple weeks. Remember, we're on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:15 p.m.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.